This is a CattleCast Extra.
I'm Cheryl Lindemann, Nonfiction Collection Development Specialist for Cattle, and I am joined today by retired United States Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant L. Christian Bussler, author of the book No Tougher Duty, No Greater Honor, a memoir of a mortuary affairs Marine. No Tougher Duty has been nominated for and received many awards, including a nomination by Top Shelf Magazine for their 2019 Indie Book Awards that will be announced in December. Thank you for joining me today, Chris.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Oh,
I'm really looking forward to this. Let's just get started. Please tell us about yourself and your decision to join the United States Marine Corps.
Well, I am a happily married Ohio resident. I was originally a military brat who grew up basically around the world. My dad was in the Air Force, and I spent most of my childhood in Japan and traveling throughout the United States.
Wow.
And then we settled down here in Ohio, and we got two girls. One's a 19-year-old about to go to college out in California, and then I have an 8-year-old.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, I started the Marine Corps because when I was growing up, I was in the Air Force. My dad was in the Air Force, and I wanted to do something that was cooler than what he did. So I wanted to go and shoot guns and blow things up because my dad worked on the airlines. Basically, he was fueling airplanes and stuff like that. So I wanted to do something that was a little bit more interesting than him.
Okay, so tell us about your book, and why did you write this particular book?
When I came home from Iraq, I did three tours back to back. So I was there in 2003, 2004, 2005, and 2006. And when I came back home, my PTSD was pretty bad, my post-traumatic stress disorders. And so I ended up getting out of my civilian job, which I was a mailman.
Okay.
And I ended up starting to write to put it in one place, all my experiences. And after a while, I would start taking those chapters I was writing and I would start burning them just because I needed a place to kind of like that cleansing, basically, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Get it down and get it out.
Get it down and get it out. I had to put it somewhere. And after 4 years of writing and I taught myself how to write, I ended up deciding let's publish it.
Wow. Okay. It sounds as though your book is really unique and that it covers an aspect of military service that hasn't been covered in many other books. Has that been your experience that your book is one of the only that's covered this? Okay.
Most military books is going to talk about the like helicopter pilots or infantry guys, Navy SEALs, stuff like that, or with leadership. But this is one of two books that was written about mortuary affairs.
Wow.
And this is the only book in the world that discusses how we recovered from the battlefield and how we got them home. But it is also, it really stresses on the personal versus the professional.
Okay.
You know, how the job impacted us within, as well as still trying to do the job the best we can in hostile situations. Because basically what we were frontline body baggers. Our job was to go out and find the guys who the incidents where it was too catastrophic and the unit couldn't figure out where these guys were or if a helicopter went down. So they would bring us out and we would go out and recover the remains and bring them back and send them home.
Well, you've been on tour promoting this book at many different libraries and different venues. And can you share a bit about this experience, about the process of talking about your book to different audiences?
For me, it's therapeutic. I needed a place to, you know, to get out and to get it out. But I found out there's a lot of people who want to know this side of war. You know, because a lot of people that I'm running into are Gold Star family members.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to know how their husbands or how their sons were treated after they had passed away, mm-hmm. who took care of them? Mm-hmm. How were they taken care of? How were they honored? Mm-hmm. And it really takes me back, and it makes me feel that the suffering is not just my own, mm-hmm. you know, with the PTSD, it really touches the whole community, mm-hmm. because, you know, you go to some of these small towns across America and they'll have these signs that, you know, Corporal Bivens passed away here, or Captain Robinson, and you see it on the highways a lot. Mm-hmm. But to really go to these places where these people are from, and these small towns, and it, you really see the impact. Everybody knows who that was. Mm-hmm. They used to go watch him play football at the local high school, and now he is revered to be somebody who gave everything for their country. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding out that this is a community trauma, that people want to find out how was their son and how was their local football hero taken care of.
Mm, yeah. And the dignity at which you all brought to the process, and that really comes through with the book. Yeah. Kind of related to that, looking at your author website and your book reviews, you really have touched readers with this book. Are there any particular reviews that or pieces of feedback that you've received that have really stood out to you?
I am totally blown away by the how people's received it. Mm-hmm. It is something that I never thought I could really do. For me, it was not so much of me trying to write a book as it was somebody who climbs a mountain to find themselves. Mm-hmm. I needed a place to put all those experiences, and I'm kind of an accidental author. Yeah. I just said, why not try to publish it? I barely passed high school English. Mm-hmm. And here I was, next thing I know, I'm writing a multi-award winning book. And it's not about me as an author, is it so much as just trying to tell a story from being totally honest with myself. Because at first it wasn't me trying to go out and, you know, make it a name for myself. It was just me trying to help myself out through some of the darkest days that I've ever lived through.
And getting it down in paper.
Getting it out. Because I really felt contaminated by all the stuff that I had participated in and all the stuff that I was a part of. Mm-hmm. And it was really eating me up from inside. Mm-hmm. I hope I answered your question.
You did, definitely.
I'm pretty good at running on tangents
no,
here.
No, not at all. That was before we get to our last question, is there anything else that you in particular would like to tell our listeners on our podcast?
Oh, wow. I think that they should go out and buy the book. If you feel that you have a connection with the military or people who served, or I'm having a lot of people who want to learn how to write the way that I do. Mm-hmm. Very descriptive. I write in a manner of using the five senses. And mm-hmm. so I've had a lot of people contact me that way.
Oh,
but buy the book.
Absolutely. And we will talk about where you can buy the book at the end of the podcast. Because this is a library podcast, we have to ask, is there a book, movie, or album that you are enjoying currently, or a favorite one from the past that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think the best book, or really the best movie that could really prepare somebody to, before they read my book or listen to my to the Audible, is I think Taking Chance. Taking Chance is a movie about, there was a Marine that, by the name of Chance, that was his first name, who was killed in Iraq. And it's a story of a Marine who was assigned to escort his remains back home and his journey across the country. And it's a true story. With this country of how people stopped and honored Chance Phelps when he was going across to go to his hometown to be buried.
Okay.
It is what happens after my job. My job is on the battlefield.
Okay.
And that is in itself was hard to do, but also that Taking Chance picks up from what we left off at and tells the rest of the story.
Oh, thank you for that recommendation. Okay. Well, Chris, it's been a pleasure interviewing you for Cattlecast Extra and sharing your story and your book with our members. Thank you so much for your service. Well, for the very
thank you so much for having me.
And really truly for the very difficult and important work that you did, and for writing this book to share your experience with readers. The book, No Tougher Duty, No Greater Honor, A Memoir of a Mortuary Affairs Marine, can be purchased through the website www.notougherduty.com or where great books are sold. You can also click on the link in the episode description of our podcast to check out a copy from Capital Area District Libraries. Plus, I encourage our listeners to tune in to our Readers Roundtable podcast, where we discuss other great books and authors.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend.